Welcome to another edition of Kingdom Keys with your host, Dan Hain, brought to you by DHMissions.com. We know you'll be blessed as you listen to today's broadcast. I'm glad you joined us today. We're going to continue with our series based upon my book, Keys to Your Future, Going Beyond the Veil to Discover Purpose. This book is available from all retail book outlets, including Barnes & Noble and Amazon.com. If you need more information concerning Keys to Your Future or other resources that will be helpful to you, we invite you to visit our website at www.dhmissions.com. Many of you have been asking, how can I receive this experience of being baptized in the Holy Spirit? In the book of Acts, it shows us two different times where the laying on of hands was used to bring people into this experience. These scriptures are found in Acts 9:17 and also in Acts 19 verse 6. But let's look at how Jesus told us we could receive this experience. Now I want everybody to think about receiving the baptism in the Holy Spirit as I read through this passage. In Luke 11 verse 9, Jesus said, "So I say to you, ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks, receives." And down in verse 13, Jesus says, "If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?" So Jesus is saying, if we ask God for the Holy Spirit, God will give us this experience of the baptism in the Holy Spirit. So for the listeners who want to receive this experience of the baptism in the Holy Spirit, pray with me right now. Lord Jesus, we come to you asking you for the gift of being baptized and immersed into the fullness of the Holy Spirit. You said in your word that if I asked you for the Holy Spirit, that you would give me this gift and not give me a counterfeit. And I believe by faith that I have already received this gift. Now, Father, in the name of Jesus, I reach through the broadcast airwaves and in the Spirit I lay hands on every listener. And I thank you for increased manifestations of the Holy Spirit in the life of every listener. Amen. We have to go now, but join us again next time when we will cover more insights from my book, Keys to Your Future. We hope that this edition of Kingdom Keys has been encouraging to you. For more information or resources, we invite you to visit our website at www.dhmissions.com, where you can find books, MP3 audio downloads, videos, prayers, and articles that will help you discover and release God's kingdom into your life. Be blessed, and see you next time right here on Kingdom Keys.